Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live outside. Romy and I actually had to set up in the dark this morning. I got to pulling things out of the truck, and I thought, man, I should have brought my headlamp.
Been a long time since we've set up in the dark.
Yeah, it was a little bit dark this morning. We're out here having a beautiful morning this morning, and we're here in the 7 o'clock hour visiting with Dr. David Dean, Assistant Professor of History from Grand Canyon University. And we were talking Harrison.
Well, we were talking about William Jennings Bryan. William Jennings Bryan, the populist president candidate that ran against William McKinley around 1900 and ran again in 1904. And what we like about William Jennings Bryan, in 1896 and 1900, and what we like about William Jennings Bryan is he ushers in kind of that populist movement that later becomes the progressives. He's kind of the, a lot of people wouldn't say the grandfather, but he brings in some of those populist ideas that get morphed into the progressive era. Efficiency, model government, more democracy, and those kind of values that we see. And that's right about the time that Arizona's starting to apply for their statehood and we draft our own constitution. And some of those populist progressive ideals are actually written into our constitution, our state constitution, which at the time didn't go over very well, some of them. If you know, on our current election, we have the referendum. That's where the voters can bring a ballot initiative forward and put it on the ballot for direct legislation, or the legislature can refer something to the ballot that they don't want to vote on themselves. They can refer this to the ballot, and then the populist can
vote on. That's when they're too chicken to bring it up.
Yeah, and so we call those the initiative. We call that the referendum because the populists have those. And those are actually built into our state constitution. But what was controversial was the idea of recall, the fact that you could get enough petition signatures to put a name on the ballot of somebody currently in office and have them removed. And this is particularly the case of judges. And so our state constitution went to Congress for ratification, even though Congress passed it, the president at the time vetoed it, Taft. Taft was a strong conservative. He didn't like that that progressive ideal. He felt, the quote was, that this recall of judges or anybody was injurious to the cause of free government. And so I think we all know that free government means oppression of the people, but that's a different argument. But so what happened was is the state constitution was sent back to Arizonans. Arizonans took that out, sent it back to Congress. He signed it into law. We became a state. And then out of one of our first elections, we came back and put the recall back into as an amendment to our state constitution so that we could do that.
But we had to leave off the part about recalling judges, didn't we? Wasn't that a compromise in the deal?
Well, we had to take the whole clause out.
To
get it passed and signed by Taft.
And then did we take that same clause just as it was written and put it right back in?
Pretty much right back in. Mm-hmm. In fact, it specifically calls out recall of judges in that. And since that time, a number of states, I think there's 24 states that have the recall as part of their state constitution. And anytime it's kind of challenged, the Supreme Court has upheld it for two reasons. First of all, we don't want judges campaigning. In fact, the recall provision outlaws judges from basically saying, don't throw me out of office. Look, I'm doing a good job and stuff. Because the idea the Supreme Court says is that judges should be above all that, should be immune from those kind of things. And so you don't get any campaigning. And then the second kind of issue that they've held up is that the right of the people to recall those that are in office if they're not doing a good job. That is a right of the people to do so. And so the that's a very progressive ideals. It kind of got our state in a little bit of trouble, a little bit of controversy. These Westerners out here wanting to make their own decisions, that rugged individualism and stuff that we associate with Arizonans, with the West, buried into our Constitution. And we see that living out in our election that's coming up on Tuesday. Recall of judges, there's a big long list on that. And I think there's a way for voters to become informed about the different judges' records to make those decisions and whatnot about them and stuff. So
it takes a lot of digging. I mean, I mailed my ballot in right after I got back from Kansas City. I don't know. There were probably 40 on there. And it's a question of, okay, how do you make your way through figuring out which of these should or shouldn't stay in? I don't know. I haven't got it in my protocol yet where I have to go for research to try and go through that information.
Right. But I believe the voter book does have some links that you could go to on to show you judge performance and things. Are they holding their courts? Are they moving cases through? Kind of the performance measures. And then you can make a decision about it. But it does take some digging. Hopefully our election system continues to get better, making democracy more accessible for more people.
Because that's what history has shown has happened, right?
Right. We try to move more and more. We want to. That's the intention.
It's a desire. Dr. David Dean, Assistant Professor of History from Grand Canyon University, thanks for joining us this morning in our conversation about dirty politics.
If I got one thing to say, Teddy Roosevelt said it, our country will never be a good country for everybody, for anybody, unless it's a great country for everybody kind of thing. So I take that wrong. It'll never be a great country for anybody unless it's a good country for everybody.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Folks, we want to thank you all for tuning in this particular hour. We've got John J. Harper talking landscape, irrigation, and gardening in the next hour. You know, I want to remind you in this hour before we tune out to get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and make sure you register for the Arizona Staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford, where you get to decide where in Arizona you want to go, when you want to go, and what you want to do, and we make sure the entire event is cost-free to you. It's only available at Rosie on the House, and we've got special sponsors we'd like to recognize this week and thank them for participating in our staycation program, the Lazy Trout Resort in Greer, Arizona, where we've had guests stay just as recent as last weekend. If you're trying to get to Greer, they've got cabins, they've got lodge. You can find it all at Lazy Trout. And, of course, we always like to thank our friends at Coyote Ode Cookies in downtown Glendale that provide us a great gift basket of some of the most delicious cookies in the world, Coyote Ode Cookies. When we back, it's John J. Harper talking In the Garden in our outdoor living segment of Rosie on the House. We're glad you're tuned in this morning. Romy will be taking it away. My philosophy on outdoor living is barbecue and flamethrowers. Romy's the gardener, Romy's the farmer in the family.